Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
All right, Bill Zimfer's back with us. Good morning, Bill. How you doing? Philadelphia, PA. You got any snow up there? My sister sent me some pictures yesterday. From Pittsburgh, tons of snow there. Did you guys get any of that over there?
No, we got a couple of flurries out of that, which is just fine with me, JT. I'm not ready yet.
I'm with you, man. I am done with snowy weather. But, you know, I like about 3 days of it during the holidays, and let's get into spring and some back into 60-degree weather, right? All right, so Joe Biden continues his transition moves, and the key cabinet posts get a little resistance. Some people saying, not a chance, but... your thoughts on where we are now and who's up for these posts?
Well, you know, it has been a pretty diverse group that Joe Biden has put out there so far. But JT is facing increasing pressure here from the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, the NAACP, that want to see even more of a minority influence, especially when it comes to some of these remaining critical posts that have yet to be filled within the cabinet here, including Defense Secretary, Health and Human Services, and, of course, the Justice Department, which would be the Attorney General. Yesterday, there was a virtual meeting between the transition team and the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. They called it diplomatic but tense. Also, the NAACP wants to see more of people of color in these positions as well. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some candidates that have been named for each of these posts here, but it just goes to show that you know, Joe Biden is under some pressure here to really placate a lot of people heading into what could be the next administration.
I've got a couple of nominations for him. How about Condoleezza Rice or Candace Owens? Do you think those names might make the list for Joe?
I don't see him. Yeah, I don't see him on any list.
Well, that'd be good.
I think Condoleezza Rice, I think, would be fantastic. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. I'd put her in there for sure.
Well, you know, and Candace Owens, you know, I kind of joke about that. But I'll tell you what, it might behoove Biden to put somebody on there like that that's a conservative, Republican, and outspoken and very smart and articulate, a woman of color, to give some balance and also, you know, to kind of have conversations with Joe Biden about, listen, I'm going to give you my opinion on the other side of this thing. So, you know, he can appeal to more people if he's going to be there. You know, I think it might actually, you know, be a positive thing.
Yeah. And, you know, Joe Biden himself said he going into this was not ruling out the possibility of some Republicans being part of the part of the cabinet. We haven't seen that yet. But I'm with you. There are some cases where you might say, and you know what? I want somebody in here that's going to give me that opposing view, too, so we can try to balance everything out.
Yeah. Stay out of that little crazy socialist left bubble you live in, Joe. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about what's happening in Georgia in these Senate races. Whoa. And the battle down there still, as you know, Pennsylvania is still going from, you know, no from the three judges there, maybe to the Supreme Court on the mail-in ballot situation. We're going to talk a little bit more about that at 6:40. But, you know, Georgia, same thing. I mean, there's all kinds of money coming in here for the runoff.
Yeah, and there's more evidence, not evidence, but there's more testimony going out anyway about some things that may have happened during the election. But yeah, it's a hot spot. There's no doubt about it. We've seen rallies this week. Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, those Trump-backing attorneys, were there this week. Today, we will see Vice President Pence in Savannah, as well as former President Obama will conduct a virtual rally. And then... yeah, the big guy goes down there tomorrow. President Trump is going to be in Valdosta. Now, all this is in advance of those special Senate races, which will happen on January 5th. And, of course, this will determine control of the Senate. However, Republican officials in Georgia are a little jittery, JT, because they're not sure what the president is going to do. Will he go down and pump up the Republican candidates, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, or will he continue to bash the election system in Georgia, bash the Republican governor and secretary of state, and continue to say that the election was stolen from him in a rigged election? If he does that, it could actually dissuade Republican voters from voting in the special election, fearing that it's a predetermined rigged election anyway.
Yeah, you're right. It does rub some people, including Republicans, a little bit abrasive and wrong that the president's still throwing all this out there and not really just saying, okay, let's move on. Now, I'm on board with the president fighting all the way till tooth and nail and not conceding this election. I'm one that believes that there was problems with this year's election, with this mail-in balloting, you know, people fixing things, the machines. All of this, I think, still needs to be looked at. And I know, you know, bring the proof, JT. That's why these judges are saying no, you know. But still, I think if he does go down there and continues to stir it up on that side of the fence, as opposed to endorsing and really promoting the candidates, yeah, it could maybe have a little backlash and people go, you know what, I'm not voting Republican down here. So I hope he doesn't.
And of course, JT, there's also, and this is something that Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood said this week at a rally, that they're on board with the call to boycott this special election by Republicans, which would be the worst idea ever, because that would hand the Senate to the Democrats. But you add that into the mix here, and it makes it even more complicated there in Georgia.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you. Have a good weekend. Bill Zimpfer, thanks for the update. Yep. We'll talk Monday morning.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.